Good morning. My name is Daniel Buchanan. I am the VCIO and sales manager at Stringfellow Technology Group in Nashville, Tennessee. We are a healthcare exclusive healthcare IT outsource firm. So companies work with us because they have a problem finding a good local provider that can meet all their needs, or they've got an internal team that's struggling because they don't have the budget or they don't have the resources that they need to operate successfully. So today I thought it would be really cool if I walked us through a little demo around using the Microsoft 365 virtual PCs. So I want to explain this concept first. So the idea with a virtual PC is that you have a computer that you don't really like have it with you. So it's kind of the irony of a remote PC situation is you're kind of jumping into another computer to work. So it's kind of cool if you think about it, because it frees you up, because that all you need is kind of like a dumb terminal at the end of the day. You just sort of need a pretty monitor and a keyboard and mouse that you can jump into. And that can be any computer. It could be your personal computer, it could be your iPad, it could be your phone, it could be your Android tablet, it could be a lot of different things. But then you jump into a fully functional Windows PC without having to own one. And the cool things about that is you can like scale up and scale down the resources as needed. So if you want a faster processor one day because you're going to do some number crunching in Excel, you can just scale it up and then the next day turn it back down. So you can give yourself more memory, more hard drive space, things like that. Give yourself GPUs if you want to start playing with some AI, try to spin up some AI instances or something. So it's really cool. It's a lot of flexibility. And as a Microsoft partner, it's always been really attractive to me to be able to spin up new computers for people and just be able to onboard people sooner, right? So you've got businesses, hire people. You want to make it as easy as possible for businesses to just spin up new resources for new employees. So I'm going to go ahead here, and while I'm waiting, I'm going to spin up a tenant. But just so we're all on the page, let me just tell you. So this is kind of give you the story. Okay. So I am a traveling consultant for Contoso. My name is Megan Bowen. Contoso is Microsoft's generic business company. So I'm using a demo tenant. That way I don't have to worry about anybody's private information or anything like that. So Megan, she travels around and she consults with other companies. So she's got a B2B company and she needs a good resource that she can't get on her laptop. So she's got a laptop sold. It's kind of the one she's had forever. They can't afford to buy her a new one. But what they can afford to do is to rent her a cloud PC. So Megan is going to have access to a cloud PC. The IT's already set that up. We're not going to go through that. This is not a technical demo. This is like the end user demo. So what does that look like for you to log into your Windows 365 cloud PC? So first of all, you're going to, you'll have to already have a computer. Okay, so this is kind of the chicken before the egg problem. If you already have a computer, why do you need to jump into another computer? Well, there might be more resources. It might have access to company resources, things that, that you don't have on the computer in front of you. So, you're going to download an application that you'll use. Here. Let me share my screen here so you all can see what I'm doing. So here I am. And, this is just a web page you'd go to. It's your standard Office Microsoft 365 login. So what we're going to do with this is we're going to kind of go through the use case of logging in to Microsoft 365, which is really cool. Because this is all you'll need to do. And of course, this is probably going to be pretty familiar to you. So if you've ever done this before, which most folks have. So we're going to log in. Let's go ahead and let's log in here with our demo tenant. And so first time I click in, it brings me up to this, kind of like the onboarding for a Windows 365 PC. So that's really cool. Hit next. It explains what it is to the user. So the user kind of understands what's going on. With the cloud PC, you'll have a secure place to store and access your files. apps and documents, get to it anytime on any supported internet connected device. Cloud PC is ready. So let's see if we can get started here. So we've got the app. And looks like I can just, and it's got the same specs that I set it to, a couple of vCPUs. It's got 4 gigs of RAM, 128 gigs of storage. Looks like there's an app I can use to just click in, probably works a little better. And then I can also just open it in the browser. So let's just try to open it in the browser and see how this goes. All right, now it's going to capture all of the devices that I have connected to my computer, my printer, my microphone, my clipboard, camera, location, and keyboard shortcuts. So that's kind of cool, right? So it grabs the virtual camera for me. So it's kind of interesting. I'm going to actually turn some of these things off now because I don't want it to break my connection. So let's connect there. We got Megan's password. Let's just paste that in here. It was zzzed up. There she is. And da-da, look at that. I got me a cool Windows login screen. Happened to run a browser. So that's pretty sweet, isn't it? Of course, if you're an advanced administrator, you can go in there. You can assign different applications. You can assign folders, resources, printers, VPNs, whatever it is that you use for your company to get assigned to Megan automatically, or her group that she happens to be in. Which would be a huge time saver. It'd be also very nice to just be able to spin up computers. So in other words, you could just go out and buy kind of, you know, but more basic computers and use those for your daily work from wherever. You could connect to it on your iPad, connect to it from your Mac. So think about it, on your Mac, you jump into a PC. Now you got a PC like everybody else. So no telling how long this is going to take for it to spin up this first time. This is the first time I've ever logged into this computer. So it's performing the onboarding script, which includes the Defender 365 setup as well, the onboarding for that. So it's got to install some software, some things like that. But as you can see, this is a really cool solution. So there we go. We got our Windows 11 desktop. Really cool. Click on that, bring that up. We got our files. She should be connected back with Intune to all of her other files that she has, just as though she's in the Microsoft 365 portal. She's got access to her favorites for her browser. She can set up her email in Outlook so she doesn't just have to use the basic webmail, but she can use the full-on enterprise version. So pretty sweet solution. So that'll always be there waiting for her. And she can use that from whatever computer she wants to. So that's what Windows 365 looks like. If that looks like something that you might be interested in, reach out to us. We would love to help you talk about how to quickly scale up your company. And I'll tell you what, one of the big expenses that companies run into with their IT is around hardware, workstations. Workstations are not cheap, especially if you want people to use good workstations, which you should. This is the way that they directly interact with the job that they're doing and put in information. So you want that to be done as quick as possible. So if it's not in the budget to get a bunch of new workstations, the Windows 365 seats might be just for you. And, you know, it probably works really well to have some professionals, some geniuses, some experts that you can call on to help you get this set up. So if that's you, reach out, learn more at stringfellow.com. We'd love to help with your project. So it's going to come in really handy in healthcare, as you can imagine, because, healthcare PCs, they don't necessarily need to be a full-on brand new PC every time. You're really just doing data entry. And so the ability, especially if you've got still somewhat of a legacy app or it's not fully cloud-based yet, you could set up some virtual PCs that would dial into that environment from wherever. So that would make it more of a cloud app for you because you could host it up in Azure, which would be a lot more convenient. A lot more convenient and scalable. So she can see her Teams is coming up. She's got all her Teams working there that she's been doing for the company. Like I said, she's the only one that does any work. So let's give Megan a hand. Thanks, Megan, for your help today. And I appreciate you all sticking with me to the end on this. And if you have any other ideas for shows or for demos that you'd like to see, let me know. Again, I'm Daniel Buchanan with String Fellow Technology Group. Have a great day.